CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump has named another pick for his administration.
Former California Congressman Devin Nunes, who runs his Truth Social platform to lead a presidential intelligence advisory board.
CBS's Nicole Killian. ABC News settles the president-elect's defamation lawsuit after anchor George Stephanopoulos reported Donald Trump has been found guilty of raping writer E. Jean Carroll.
The jury had found Trump liable of sexual abuse, not rape.
CBS's Michael Wallace says ABC has agreed to pay $15 million to go to Trump's presidential library. More drone sightings have been reported over New Jersey and surrounding states. And Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden says local law enforcement needs more jurisdiction to get involved.
We're going to see increasingly crowded skies. We need to change some federal laws to keep up with that.
For now, the monitoring is mostly handled by federal officials. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Even though it's illegal under state law, more Wisconsinites are getting abortion care through telemedicine. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
An 1800s Wisconsin law caused a temporary statewide ban on abortion services after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. But Jenny Higgins with the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity says even after the ban was lifted in 2023, demand for abortion pills in Wisconsin remained high,
suggesting that even when brick and mortar facilities are offering abortion care in our state, telehealth abortion still is a really important service that many people in our state are taking advantage of through these Shield laws.
There have been about 130 orders for abortion pills per month made through Shield law providers since July of 2023, according to WeCount data. There have also been reports of stockpiling nationwide since the election. With only 4 abortion clinics statewide, 96% of Wisconsin counties don't have an abortion provider, and about 70% of Wisconsinites of reproductive age live in a county without an abortion clinic. Higgins says while Shield Law clinicians provide critical and affordable care to Wisconsinites who grapple with numerous restrictions to abortion, attempts to criminalize both providers and patients are expected, with Black and brown patients at the highest risk.
We know historically that Black and brown women are the most likely to be criminalized during pregnancy, whether that pregnancy is ending in abortion or birth. And so I think we need to pay great attention to the ways in which some of the pregnant people with the least social power could be putting themselves at risk.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
It's the Packers and the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Sunday Night Football. The Packers and the Seahawks tonight in Seattle. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney if he's ever faced quarterback Geno Smith at Lumen Field.
Yeah, I've gone against him before, you know, regardless of, you know, the things that they've been through. And even in his career, he's been through a lot of things and still been able to overcome a lot.
College basketball, a shocker. Number 6 ranked Marquette losing to Dayton, 71-63. The Badgers snapped their 3-game losing streak with a win over the Butler Bulldogs 83-74. At the NBA Cup in Vegas, the Bucks are headed to the finals after beating the Hawks 110-102. Giannis with 32 points. Damian Lillard added 25.
You out there with a guy like Giannis who's going to draw a lot of attention when he's getting downhill. So it's really no reason for me to force the action. You know, it came back around.
The Bucks face the Thunder Tuesday night in the finals. Game time 7:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little bit of light rain possible. Along with that, cloud cover and some patchy fog. Highs reaching the lower 40s, a light south breeze. Clouds in upper 30s in the overnight. Just a little bit of light rain possible. That should carry over into the first half of Monday. Right now, it's 40.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Miss your chance to meet a Green Bay legend. Saturday, December 21st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Studebaker's. Celebrate one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history with an autographed signing by Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Purchase a Blu-ray copy of You Can If You Will, the Jerry Kramer story, to make the day even more memorable. So fuel up, grab a bite, and meet a legend at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine, where fast and fantastic meet Hall of Fame greatness.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Fakes the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fades.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The music of the stars is on the air. Your host on the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the stars now since so 1992. Wow. What am I wowing about? Passage of time, but then Christmas means a passage of time, doesn't it? It celebrates, if indeed that's the word, the passage of time. Does that sound scary to you? That phrase kind of does. Oh, but then look at the bright side, literally. Next week, the days start getting lighter again. Not by much, of course, but I'll take it. Time of the year when you sit back and think, what have I done? And Christmas is past. Oh, but it's all fun. It's a gift, right? But it's a kind of gift that's no good unless you give it away. Christmas, everybody. The music of the stars. It's Tony Bennett.
Christmas is you. gift that made my dreams all come true. All I need for Christmas is here. Every sweet surprise wrapped up in your eyes, waiting there for me underneath the tree. We'll spend the day exchanging kisses, smile. Christmas, this is. Long before the snowflakes appear, without bells or mistletoe, the tinsel silver glow, you just look at me at home. Christmas is
with Tony, the music of the stars. Say, Bing had a hit with that originally. That's actually used from a couple of movies. The best known one was Love Actually. And here's Bing. Christmas.
dreams come true.
Crosby there on his label Decca with the Ken Lane Singers. Victor Young in the orchestra. Victor never got an Oscar for all those great movies he scored. Well, all right, let me rephrase that. He never got an Oscar for all his great soundtrack music for the movies he scored. See, there's a difference in... That's not true either. He did get an Oscar, but it was posthumous. And the picture was Around the World in 80 Days. 1957. Nice tune. Glenn Moore wrote the lyrics and Seeger Ellis the music. We've got a salute for Mr. Ray Anthony. Ray Anthony, still around after all these decades. God bless him and a Merry Christmas, his style.
My Christmas dream depends on you. Without your love, it won't come true. I'm dreaming of us under the mistletoe in the afterglow. Cottage small upon snowflakes fall. The air is still, and we are alone together, my love, with my Christmas dream. Christmas Eve will belong to us. Not a soul will be there as we sit by the fireplace. We need no one to share Christmas dream is meant for three. The Christmas tree and you and me, the ornaments glistening, the night wind listening to my Christmas dream. My Christmas dream. My Christmas dream.
In the orchestra from his Dream Dancing Christmas album. Bree's got a birthday coming down January 20th. He'll be 103. The last living member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. New Year's Eve with you. Well, I'll be with you if you listen. And I hope you do. It's 7 o'clock p.m. Christmas, New Year's Eve, all the way till 1 o'clock the next year. It's the music of the stars.
Yuletide brings us all together this time of year. It's not so
said many times.
Mel Torme, who wrote that along with Bob Wells, 1948 on a hot Beverly Hills afternoon. That was Ray Anthony and Mel working with Ray. Mel had a lot. Well, let me play some more Ray Anthony with Mel Torme. What do you say? On the Music of the Stars and Johnny Mathis. King's Singers, those were six guys. They know how to put a song together.
Christmas Day is here and so are we. Time for children and presents and Christmas tree happiness. Christmas Day. Things a child once taught the world. If Christmas Day is really in your heart, you don't have to save up all your love to give once a year. Learn to give, try to live each day like Christmas Day.
Maxine and Laverne Andrews.
While angels are shining the stars Christmas Eve, a sweet little angel takes heavenly leave. She likes to help Santa Claus dress up the tree. So next Christmas morning, look up and you'll see sweet Angie the Christmas. Christmas tree angel on the top of the tippy tippy top of the tree, all dressed up in stardust and tinsel. Have a very, very merry, merry Christmas, says she. She colors the lights and she sprinkles the snow. She hangs up the holly and bright mistletoe. The loveliest angel you ever have met. She makes Christmas one day we never forget. Sweet Angie, the Christmas tree angel, on the top of the tippy-tippy top of the tree, all dressed up in stardust and tinsel. Have a very, very merry, merry Christmas, says she. When Santa has filled all the stockings with toys and left all his gifts for the good girls and boys, sweet Angie is busy till dawn starts to break, arranging the toys till the children awake. Then with the morning a smile on her face, when Angie has put all the toys in their place, the next thing you know, softly laughing with glee, sweet Angie returns to the top of the tree. Sweet Angie, the Christmas tree angel, on the top of the tippy tippy top of the tree, all dressed up in stardust and tinsel. Have a very, very merry, merry Christmas, says she. On the top of the tippy tippy top of the tree. Have a very, very merry, merry Christmas, says she. Merry Christmas.
Music Milwaukee style. Tell you about it in a second. Thank you. That's off on 1941, 78 RPM. Shellac Record. He wrote that, and it was his big band's theme. Snowfall by Claude Thornhill from Milwaukee. And Tony Bennett. They worked together since 57. The music of the star. The Civic Media Radio Network.
Come inside, love. inside is where you should be. Don't try to disagree. Walk in and set me free from this yearning. Come inside, love, into the warmth. It's freezing. Freezing. Freezing.
Jensen of Elmwood Park and hubby Jack Brassolon. Guitar recorded in their home studio, just like Les Paul and Mary Ford used to do. They had a better sound, they said. Beginning of December's. Is that the right plural? Beginnings of December. There. They have home concerts. Just finished. They live near an abandoned railroad track. The North Shore Line ran between Milwaukee and Chicago. For all the lakeshore communities. And today it's a forested bike trail. And it had snowed, as it did last week, and they noticed it was great for making snowballs. I guess not all snow is. I haven't done that for a while. So pretty soon, it became a snowman, a full-size, life-sized snowman and snow lady. But it still exists in photographs. Jack ran home nearby to get a camera. Jill made sure that nobody would touch Mr. and Mrs. Snowman. Assuming, of course, they were Mr. and Mrs. But a neighbor took pictures. Stuff like that you don't forget. By the way, that snow couple, still there. Couple of little saplings that grew up right on the spot. Isn't that something? It's a nice story. The music of the stars. Sounds like it's melting already.
I'll ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing. Will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's.
good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock at night. Welcoming in the new year on New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you chance. Here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve.
Lesser's music. Tell you what I'm doing, I'll be here with you from 7 o'clock Central till 1.
The same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's New Year's.
Christmas Eve.
That's Katie Ernst with the Pete Elling Big Band. Jim Guy Loretto on sax. The music of the stars.
Soft, listen to the warmth. The night is almost gone. We can listen to the warmth. Touch the fingers of the dawn till the edge of dawn. We can listen to the warmth. With love, it's either famine or a feast. You've got to learn to smile at least and store up pleasures for that rainy day. Goes away then soft. Listen to the warmth. Now the night is gone. We can listen to the to the warm, and now the night is gone. Come close and listen to the warm.
The music of the stars. That's Rod McKuhn, once called America's Poet Laureate. Worked with Anita Kerr in the orchestra and singers. Henry Mancini. Warm Up. Oh, that's the title. Our torch hour. Music of the star. CBS News, briefly. Another 5 minutes. Eve, 7 o'clock Central till 1 o'clock. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. For worldwide at civicmedia.us.
sleet and snow. This heart that glows like an ember longs to be loved just by you. December too.
For news now on the Columbia Broadcasting System. Good morning, all our stations. Madison, WMDX. Milwaukee area, WAUK. Nakusa, WIRI. Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR. Richland Center, news from the center, WRCE. WRCO. Amory, WLAK. Oshkosh, WISS. WSCM, St. Croix County. Green Bay, WCBW.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump attended yesterday's Army-Navy game.
That's really great. I think a president should always show up for this game, no matter what party they are.
We're glad to have the president-elect in the House. We may not all agree with everything, but it's good that he's coming to support America's game just like we are.
Navy beat Army 31-13. They're settling out of court. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Trump and ABC News agreed to settle a defamation lawsuit, with ABC paying $15 million toward Trump's presidential library and foundation and $1 million to cover Trump's legal fees.
ABC had wrongly stated a jury found Donald Trump raped writer E. Jean Carroll. He was found liable for sexual abuse and defamation. On those drone sightings.
I've written Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin asking the Pentagon to authorize the use of force to down one or more of these unmanned threats to uncover the mystery.
CBS News Brief.
Don Rosen starts